This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight is Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, one woman reveals what it's like to sleep with a male sex doll. And Daryl, you've got a related story about sex robots.
Yes.
Coming up here. But first, we go to Arizona, where James is on the line via Skype. Go ahead, James. Hello.
Should I trust the devil? Mother, should I run for president? I love how much a preacher that lies, Daryl W. Perry, has in common with Barry Obama.
Well, what has Daryl lied about? I never heard, never caught him in a lie. I talk to him all the time.
Hello, James. Are you going to have a conversation here? Guess not. I think maybe he's having a bad connection. He just he was sounding kind of crappy there at the beginning of the call. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. He's perpetually angry, Jay,
yeah, I mean,
about something that some of us have said over time. He doesn't like that there's a website that lists him as having three DUIs, which we've talked about here on Free Talk Live. He denies that those things are true, so on and so forth. I don't know what his current issue is with Daryl, and I really don't care.
It seems like he's just a professional troll. I mean,
I don't know. You think he's just trolling?
Well, I don't. I mean, he does a lot of research, actually.
Yeah.
You know, or he claims to. He presents it like he's done a lot of research. I don't know why he's so angry and what his deal is. I mean, he doesn't like Ron Paul. You know, he's always very. He referred to me and Ron Paul being rotten to the core. So he compared me to Ron Paul. I really felt honored, but you know, he don't like Ron Paul for some reason. I think Ron Paul is awesome.
Well, I mean, plenty of people don't like freedom, and
yeah,
I guess he's one of those people. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. The story's coming from The Sun over in the UK. Glancing at the man lying next to her, Carly Ciortino nestles into his neck. Then she runs her fingers down his chiseled abs, stopping just short of the large bulge in his pants. Straddling his muscular body, Carly slowly leans down and tentatively kisses his perfect lips on his perfect face. Her companion is so handsome, he almost seems too good to be true. And that's because he is. His name is Gabriel, and he's a 5'9", 5,000 British pound price, silicone doll. And Carly, a single 31-year-old writer from New York, is testing out his full skills for a documentary about male sex dolls.
Dun, dun, dun.
In the end, she spends approximately 20 minutes getting intimate with Gabriel. She explains, quote, "We always assume men are more likely to enjoy sleeping with an object and that women need some sort of emotional connection to enjoy themselves. But that isn't always the case," she says. Further, she said, "These dolls are 100% silicone, which makes the penis feel incredibly lifelike. At times, it was indistinguishable from a real one."
You know, this kind of reminds me of an episode of Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah, you showed me one of those episodes before. It's a Netflix series, right?
It is. It started off as a British, I think it was British Channel 4.
And they renamed it.
And then Netflix picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an episode to where, and, you know, it just sort of, you know, spoiler warning sort of thing, if you're not familiar with the show. Each episode is standalone, and it's kind of
different characters, Twilight
different
Zone
story, kind of like a Twilight Zone, but they're a recurring theme, so it revolves around technology.
Okay.
And there's one of the episodes where this woman's, I forget if it's fiance or spouse, but, you know, her significant other winds up dying, and she finds out that there's this thing that you can buy that will basically create an animatronic version of your loved one.
Hmm.
And she gets intimate with the thing in an episode. Obviously it's in the episode, but, you know, at one point during the episode, she gets intimate with it. And it's just really interesting because, you know, like, she knows this is not actually my significant other. It's
right.
Just this, you know, robot version of. But, yeah, just very interesting.
It deals with those issues.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to, you know, we're going to see more of this kind of stuff and, you know, people trying to come to grips with the idea that they could be replaced by a thing.
Well, I can see where the market would exist for, you know, especially, you know, male, you know, companion sex robots, because a lot of men aren't even really men anymore. I really believe that society, the men, the boys in society have become like emotionally and chemically, you know, castrated. I mean, with, you know, the stuff in the food, with the fact of the, you know, the schooling system, you know, is like mentally, you know, castrating the men. And there's very few, like, real men out there. And one thing I noticed when I was in Colorado is that the Mexican men, you know, were pretty good. I really admired them a
lot.
More
manly, is what you're
saying. Oh, very much manly. They treated their women, you know, the way I believe, you know, a man should treat a woman. They were very respectful of women in general. Like these guys I would hang out with would make it a point for just strange women to open the door for them, to be extra polite and courteous. And they were very much about standing up and protecting, you know, women and children and even maybe, you know, younger men.
Most people would wind up calling that white knight. They're white knighting the women.
Well, I mean, that's just the way they are. But, like, the Mexican culture definitely has, you know, better quality men than actual, you know, this English white, you know, whatever you want to call, you know,
Americans
are. And I've noticed that because, like, one thing in Colorado is there was, like, a lot of negative sentiment that, you know, oh, the girls are all going for the Mexicans. Well, the Mexican guys are doing a better job.
Yeah, apparently they know what they're doing.
You know, yeah, than these white guys. But just in my experience, the maturity level of the average male, the man, it keeps on getting, like, pushed along and pushed along. I mean, you know, there's, like, these 25 to 30-year-old men that I know, and even men my age, I'm 37, that, like, their maturity level, as far as I'm concerned, is really low. They don't know how to deal with women. And
well, there's a term for them that cannot be said on FCC-licensed radio, but they're basically called F-boys. Just the guys that all they want to do, they don't care about anything but just have sex. And there's a lot of women that they know that that's all the guys want, and they go for it. And then when somebody does wind up, you know, opening the door and, you know, being what we grew up with called being a gentleman, they're like, oh, that guy's such a beta.
And even like one kid I was talking with, he's a friend of mine. He's 10 years younger than me. And he was telling me about some issues with his girlfriend. You know, she's like, oh, she can't, you know, have an orgasm or something. And I was explaining to him about, like, you know, this chemical process that kind of has to occur in order for that to even be possible. And I was explaining to him how, like, you know, these things with women, you know, feeling loved and women being able to nurture. And there's just, like, there's actually really, like, a whole element of, like, what you would be basically the whole, you know, 1930s to, like, 1950s, like, courtship thing, and, like, how that would be, like, classically drawn, you know, or, you know, presented, is, you know, gets women excited when, you know, men are like that. Mm-hmm. And so I went into, you know, explaining this to him, and he had a hard time wrapping his head around it. We talked about it quite a bit, actually, and it's just, like, thinking to myself, wow, man, this guy's, like, he's 27 years old, you know, there's, you know, a lot of, you know, I mean, my younger brother, you know, became a father when he was, you know, 19, my youngest brother, and he's had his man thing figured out, you know, from a young age, and has done really well. And this other guy who's, you know, older than him is, like, not even close.
Doesn't get it.
And doesn't get it. But, you know, he was like, you know, he was, I'm, you know, I don't know, I'm sure he was vaccinated, drank, you know, the fluoridated water, and definitely went to public school, and his parents didn't probably didn't debrief him. You know,
I didn't get anything from my parents about all that. So I mean, I can't say I'm the best with women, but yeah, I've got a girlfriend right now, so I guess that's a good thing.
I'm saying the parents debriefing him from the public school stuff. I mean, that's what my dad did with us. Is like, you know, taught us to challenge it. So I don't know.
The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. I asked my parents once if I could go out on a date, and they told me no. So that was the end of that. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. Friends, all they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Get your online shopping done by going through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Links to Amazon there. When you click into those links, those are our affiliate links. So once you do that, you get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. And it's very helpful for us when you do that. You get the same great deals, the same products that you would have gotten through just going normally to Amazon. You're just going through our affiliate link. So they send us a portion of their profits, which otherwise they would keep all for themselves. So if you want to help Free Talk Live, this is one of the easiest ways to do it because you're going to get the stuff you want anyway. Why not send some of it to us? Shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about relationships. Well, actually, what started the discussion about relationships was an article at The Sun about a woman discussing her experience being with, sexually, presumably, a sex doll.
Yes.
Which
is different from the sex robots.
And we can talk about the sex robots coming up here. The sex doll is kind of, you know, what's coming before the sex robots, basically. Like, the sex robots are just around the corner.
Yes.
The sex dolls are here now. So we're going to get into that here a little bit more. Mike, though, is on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, watching us on our webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Ian. So... I like Jay Noon a lot, and I actually used to live in Denver.
Cool.
But you're a good dude. But I gotta disagree with everything that you said about the women thing. It's the exact opposite. I honestly was terrible with women for most of my life, and then about 5 or 6 years ago, I actually started watching internet videos on YouTube and you know, learning how do I have sex with women. And what I ultimately boiled down to was every woman I found attractive, I would go approach and talk to. So literally I disciplined my brain every time I saw a woman I was attracted to. So it would literally be about, it could vary from 7 or 8 approaches a day to, if I went to a club, 150 within 3 or 4
hours. Hold on. So you're talking the women that you only find physically attractive and you know nothing about.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so by doing this, you get better with your interactions with women, and it's not like anyone can take these steps. And what I found was women like a dude who's like on his own purpose and journey, and they really, really don't like any sort of neediness. And I think a lot of women, if you're opening doors and if you're trying to romance them like in the 1940s, it doesn't work. What you can do is, in my opinion, what I would advise all the guys out there to do is to literally just get as many interactions with women as possible and see what that creates for you and what it will create. And if anybody doesn't take my word for it, just try these things. It will create an abundance with women, because if you're constantly approaching, you're going to have women go on dates with you. You're going to have women be romantic with you. And what it does is it detaches you from neediness. You already come from a place of abundance with women, and then other women can sense that, and it's a domino effect.
Okay.
And
so let me just sort of ask a question here.
Sure.
To where you said that people interpret you opening a door for a woman as you being needy. I open doors for everybody if I'm near the door.
Yeah, I don't discriminate males,
everybody
females.
Think that, yeah, therefore I'm needy because I'm a decent human being.
No. I do the same thing. And you could probably do it with women also. But the whole romancing women and doing all this kind of, it doesn't work like that. A lot of women, believe it or not, I mean, I would say 20% of women, I mean, guys, I had relationships with married women that were like normal, had kids, would never, and they were like some of the wildest, nastiest. And a lot of women almost want to be not respected. They want to be somebody's just.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Whatever.
Well,
so,
women are different, you know, right? So maybe Jay has had success with his approach and has found the women that appreciate that, and you've had success with your approach. Is it possible that could be true?
It could be true. And what I was talking about, like the 1930s, 1940s style, like approach, I was just giving an example of the Mexican men that I hung out with in Colorado. We, you know, the guys I worked for and did jobs for, had a lot of Mexican help. And them guys, I really liked them guys, and I just appreciated that they, like, compared to the jihadist, so the two kinds of people I worked with in Colorado were Mexicans and these jihadist Republican white farmers. And like, I would so much rather my sister or my daughter be with one of these Mexican guys that was an illegal alien that was making, you know, $1,800 a month than be with one of these, you know, jihadist Republicans who had, you know, types just had no respect really for anybody at all, you know, not just women, I don't think I was saying that's like the way to go about it. I was just giving it as an example of that culture that hasn't been Americanized from a man, you know, from the men,
right?
You know,
and there's
women seem, you know, good decent women seem to be attracted to them. I mean, there's good and bad, and, you know, men and women everywhere,
right? And there's also the sort of aspect to where, you know, a lot of times people are attracted to something that is different and unusual.
Absolutely.
And a foreign man or foreign woman's going to be different than what you're mm-hmm. used to.
And
so, you know, like the Mexican men are going to probably wind up doing a little bit better with American women in Colorado.
But what he's saying is that the Mexican men aren't pussified and that was a factor.
Right. I would say that
women do like confidence, right? Like, that's definitely across the board a true thing about women.
Men, the more you act like a man, and that doesn't mean being disrespectful. That doesn't mean any of that. Mm-hmm. But what you see on Disney TV shows and the girl falls for the guy who's clumsy and this and that, that's not true. Mm-hmm. That's one of those mainstream narratives, just like government is our friend. It's not true. The more you act like a man, the more there is coordination with how you act, how you feel, how you think, your confidence. You're always the party. And
right, but I have to ask what you mean by act like a man. Do you mean act like the guy? Well, what's the movie where the guy goes and stands outside of the chick's bedroom holding up the stereo?
I have no idea.
That only worked because he was not a bad-looking guy. Like, if he were an ugly guy, the cops would show up and he would be arrested as a stalker. So what do you mean, act like a man?
Well, okay, let's go into something specific. You say you've approached, you know, hundreds of women. You'll approach them whenever you see them as attractive. So, grocery store, attractive woman, what do you do?
I go up to her and I'll either make conversation just randomly how I'm feeling, or if she's walking the other way, I might stop and walk with her. If I can't think of anything to say, I'll just be like, excuse me, my name's, you know, Mike. You're adorable. I want to say hi. And then go from there. And, you know, so sometimes women are like, oh, I'm not interested, but the more you do it, the more success.
It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game.
It's
right?
Definitely a
numbers. The more you throw it out there, the more you're likely to get a bite on the hook, so to speak.
And the more you're likely to get rejected,
you have to get rejected.
The self-ego.
Well, you have to get rejected in order to do this approach. I mean, it's the numbers game. You're going to get rejected probably more often than you don't. Mike, if you want to continue to share your techniques, you're welcome to here. I think Daryl might have more questions.
Free hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I'm live and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about relationships. We actually started a news story here about the, not sex robot, but a sex doll, a male sex doll that a woman is describing or was describing her experience with. We haven't actually finished that, but it ended up launching us into a conversation about real relationships with human beings, which for now people are still having because, well, the sex robots and sex robots aren't really here yet, but they're probably coming soon. And the sex dolls are pretty pricey. This is a 5,000-pound silicon doll. That's
5,000 British pounds.
Right, not the weight of the doll. I don't know how much he weighs. But he's 5'9". He's 5,000 pounds in cost. And we can tell you more about him coming up here and her experience with him in moments. But Mike called in from Ohio, and he is saying that he's kind of calling in to disagree with Jay on how to approach
women. I like
it
when people disagree with me,
yeah,
because it gives me an opportunity to reevaluate and hopefully, you know, prove whatever I'm saying wrong. But I think you kind of misunderstood what I said. I was just saying that the Mexicans are more like what would, you know, be a 1940s or 50s like American man, you know.
And Mike, you're saying that you go anytime you're out and about
whether it's at a grocery store or a club or wherever it is you are in the streets, and you see an attractive woman, somebody that you find attractive, you will talk to them, and then you were giving us an example of what you might say. And, Daryl, you're a skeptic here. You're saying, you said this off the air, you said this is some sort of pickup artist thing, and you don't believe it.
It definitely sounds like a pickup artist thing. I don't buy it, and I don't know if I want to have a conversation with somebody just because she looks pretty. Like, I have to know something about the person to know if I would even want to waste my time having a conversation, and I mostly find small talk to be boring and pointless.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair, but the reason that you do it with that is because it pushes comfort zones. When you break comfort zones, that's how you really grow. And if you'll put yourself in situations like that where, listen, I've done it where there's five women all together. I've done it in nightclubs with not a couples, but with a girl dancing with a guy. I'll go up to the couple, put my arms around both of them, ask the girl if she's with him. If she says no, I'll say, let me borrow you for a minute, and pull her away.
Pull her away.
Yeah. If she consents to giving me her hand, I will take her from the guy, and the look on his face is like pure outrage. But the reason I do that, the reason I do that is because it pushes comfort zones. If you can deal with those kind of environments, you can deal with any kind of environment, and you can hold yourself with the good social acuity and demeanor and all those things. And it is pickup stuff. But there's a company, and I don't work for them or anything. I don't deal, so I'm no expert. And all I've done is take massive action. I'm not better than anybody. Anybody can do this. If I've slept with 100 women, it doesn't make me any better than anybody that's a virgin. It doesn't matter. It matters none. But there's a company I would encourage you and anyone. It's called Real Social Dynamics, and it teaches the social interactions between all sorts of people, and it's not just with men and women. It's in sales. It's in men and men relationships. It's kind of about being a better person. And just one aspect to do that in is in relationships with women. If you're a man, especially if you're coming from kind of a dark place with it, like you know, you didn't play football in high school. You know, you weren't naturally good with girls. You didn't have that natural confidence. Well, I would say that game or pickup or however you want to classify it, it actually over delivers. It's one of those rare things in life where if you do it a lot, the results will be outstanding. I used to think that the only way you could get a quote unquote 10 or whatever, at least in my eyes, was if you had a lot of money. Okay. If you do this stuff enough, it will make you realize that money matters none. Looks matter none. None of that matters none. It's how you make the people feel. It's how you make the women feel. It's
all right, so tell me this. So, yeah. Okay, how long have you been going at this approach?
Years. 4 to 5 years.
4 to 5 years. And, how's it been? I mean, is it just that you're looking for sex, or are you looking for a relationship?
Okay, I'm open to anything with anybody. Like I enjoy offering value to people. I enjoy learning from others. And I've met so many cool people along the way. Have I had these crazy sexual experiences? Yes, I've had stuff that blew my mind. Stuff I couldn't even go to sleep that night because I was like, oh, my God, did this just happen? But I've also got to know some awesome women along the way. And I've been able to do things in my career and professional things, being free of outcome, being not filtered, being free to express myself in ways I could have never done if I wouldn't have went up to this beautiful woman who's like way taller than me in a club and was like, hey, what's your name? Come here. And just did that stuff over and over again where I've trained my brain, you're going to do what I say. You're not going to let groupthink or society bother you. You're going to do what's best for you.
And now, it's one thing to meet a new person, but to keep a relationship going entails a whole different set of sort of aspects and tactics and techniques. And
right.
How's that gone for you? What's the longest relationship that you've had out of this 4 or 5 years?
Four and five years. I still have multiple relationships going, and those women know how I am. I tell women I am not monogamous.
So you're in an open relationship with multiple women.
I'm in an open relationship, yeah. And
so you don't, if you don't do you cohabitate with one or more than one?
No. And everywhere I've lived, I've met great, awesome women I still am in contact with, and it's through going up to them randomly. I don't know them. They're not a friend of a friend. It's just random strangers, and then here we go. And you know, look, I get rejected 90% of the time.
90%.
90%, okay? But let me tell you something. If you go out on a Saturday night and you approach 100 people, and then Sunday morning you're at the store and you approach another 10, or you're at the park or wherever, you're going to create a good, you know, for the lack of a better term, harem of women that you can get to know, you can grow with. They can make you a better man, because women can point out faults in a man that they can give you kind of a breakdown of yourself you can't get from your buddy.
Which is really good, actually. I totally agree with the women friends pointing out faults at you and helping you along. And, you know, if you're the kind of guy that can, you know, that can handle that, you know, some women are definitely afraid to, you know, kind of criticize, you know, their guy friends because they can't handle it. But if you're a guy that can handle, you know, constructive criticism, which I can, so I've had a lot of friends of mine that are women in my life that have, you know, they've been like, hey, Jay, you know, why don't you do this a little bit? Or, you know,
why don't you shave?
Yeah. Some girls are like, well, I don't like beards. And some girls are like, I like beards.
Yeah, that's
then
true.
I like the clean shaven look. But that's constructive.
That's because women are different.
Well, everybody's different.
Well, yeah,
but
of course. Of course. But it's always interesting to hear from the pickup guys, because, you know, they always have interesting stories, and they really swear by their techniques. And how many times has a guy, one of those guys you've pulled a girl away from, tried to fight you?
I've had guys get in my face and push me away, but I've never been assaulted or anything like that. And you know, I'm not beyond dumb about it if a guy's clearly intoxicated or something like that. Mm-hmm. But usually, mostly, if a girl's not with a guy, then I think the biggest mistake people make is they see a guy with a girl and think they're automatically together. 90% of the time, 95% of the time, they're not. They're either friends or they just met, and if you go up with a cool vibe about you, you're not threatening anybody. You're just sharing your personality. You can pull the girls away, you know. And like I said, this is nothing anyone can't do, but it starts with just taking massive action. Always choose courage. When you're at the store, you see a girl, and let me tell you something: looks matter zero. Now listen, you.
Then why do you only approach the attractive women? If looks don't matter, approach every woman
looks.
And try to pick up every single woman.
He's saying his
sees.
Looks don't matter. Obviously, attraction matters.
He said looks don't matter.
I'm
so
saying.
Hit on the ugly chicks, too.
Well, no.
But why? You don't
want to
be
But looks don't matter, Ian.
Hold on. We'll let him respond here in moments. I don't think that's what he was saying there. We'll come back. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you dial in now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about, it was going to be sex dolls, but it became a conversation about meeting women. And Mike in Ohio has been practicing pickup techniques for the last 4 or 5 years, and he says it's been a real boon to him that he's had a lot of success and has cultivated multiple relationships with many beautiful women as a result of that. And so we're going to bring him back here because, Daryl, you had a question for him about, he said, it doesn't matter what was it that
he said? Looks don't matter. But you approach every woman you find attractive. And my question is, if looks don't matter, then why not hit on the women that you find not so attractive?
Okay, so I treat everybody the same. Whether it's a 70-year-old woman or a woman I find attractive, and attractive is subjective. It's up to the person. So, like,
so
my
you flirt
idea
with the 70-year-old women as well.
Absolutely, because here's why. If I don't treat everybody the same and I don't casually have fun and flirt with a 70-year-old woman, then when I'm talking to that 8 or 9, my mind is frozen because I've invested too much in that one interaction. So
how often do you hook up with 70-year-old women?
Never. But if that's someone's thing, I don't judge them. I treat everybody the same. And when I say looks don't matter, I mean my looks. Women don't even ask me what I do for a living. They don't look at the car I drive. These are all things that 5 years ago, I thought these were the only things that mattered. And then until I actually started getting out there and doing this stuff, I realized it matters zero. Now, look. If you don't shower for 3 days, you can scare them
That's
off
gonna matter.
And run away. And you have to have some social calibration about, you know, what you're doing and saying. But over time, you can hone all those things. And it's not even really like pickup techniques. It's really you change the person that you are. You become a better version of yourself. You're not scared. You're not fearful. You're happy with yourself and you want to show your personality to everybody. You get that confidence. You do those things. And listen, I tell the whole, I hope as many people, as many guys go out there and do this as possible. Because
so what's
really
the name of the pickup artist that you've learned from?
There's a company called Real Social. Real Social Dynamics. I haven't really learned from one. This was 4 or 5 years ago. They were kind of the big ones on the market. They have some controversial stuff. You know, you don't have to agree with everything they do. You can take bits and pieces from all kinds of different stuff.
So, Mike, it sounds like you're not looking to find a woman to like settle down with and raise a family with. I mean, that's kind of my goal. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking to like run around with a bunch of different girls or be like Polly or any of that stuff. I don't really have any interest in it. I'm kind of, you know, I don't need much. I don't want any more confusion in my life or complexity.
One's complicated enough, I think, in my experience.
Well, I mean, so Mike, so it sounds like you're not looking for that. Correct me if I'm wrong. And also the other part of the question is when you do find yourself like having a connection with a woman who is looking for like, you know, that kind of relationship, wants to settle down, and have kids or something. I'm sure since you're, you know, you're doing all this hunting out there. You got to find them too, because you're saying hi to all of them. What do you do with her? I mean, do you tell her what your deal is?
So I'm open to all of it. I have such good close relationships with women now. It's like I'm in long term relationships, and so I'm open to all of it. Women pretty much know if you go up to a woman that you don't know. And within 10 minutes, you have her phone number. The best thing to do isn't even phone numbers. It's actually have instant dates right there. It's meet a woman and then spend the next 2 or 3 hours with her. You know, and women kind of know. They kind of know this doesn't happen every day. So they
Who's
probably
got that
know
much free time to have impromptu dates?
That's exactly what happened to me. I met a girl, literally met a girl. First night in town, spent. You were throwing hay and spent like 3 hours, two, three hours.
By throwing hay, you literally were throwing hay.
Okay,
That's what you do.
So,
I didn't know if anyone thought that was some kind of innuendo or whatever.
Sorry. So, yeah, we were stacking hay. I had to unload one of my hay trailers on a farm. And I meet this amazing girl there. And that's what happened there. Just like a couple hours after we're done throwing hay, we end up just chatting it up for a few hours. And then the next night, I go back. I just stop by there because, you know, I wanted to see her. And we do. Yeah, we chatted it up for a few, like 3-4 hours, you know, literally the next night. And
well, it's obviously not going to work, Daryl, in every instance. I mean, a lot of times the girl at a grocery store has got somewhere to go after that, right? So it's not.
That's why I'm saying, you know, like, who has that much free time to just, you know, like, every time you meet somebody, hey, let's have a 3-hour date right now.
So if the connection is strong enough.
I've got stuff to do.
If the connection is strong enough, I kind of get what Mike's saying. If the connection is strong enough, there's going to be, you know, reason to stay and you know, continue the connection. Especially if it's strong, you know, feeling strong for both parties.
Go ahead, Mike.
I work 14 to 16 hours a day. I don't have much time either. But I can tell you this, after 4.5 years, that's why you go after the girls. That's why I go after the ones I find really attractive, because those are the ones I'll spend time in. There's also times when I'm in work for 3 or 4 days, I don't leave the house. So you don't have to do this nonstop 24/7, but the more that you do it, the better you get in those social interactions with women, the more results you will have. And like I said, it's just about being a better person, because you usually attract the kind of people that you are. You are what you attract.
That's a true statement.
So if you become a better person by learning about liberty, learning about offering value to others, learning about loving and just appreciating every person on this planet equally, then all those aspects together is what leads to growth, and that's why I hope to share this, and I hope everybody does this. So thanks,
Mike,
for
thanks for sharing that tonight, dude. I really appreciate you getting into detail on your experience. That's Mike in Ohio. Let's go to Socrates. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire, on via Skype. Go ahead, Socrates.
Well, just to add to that last caller, I've actually met with Tyler from Real Social Dynamics. My relationship that I've had, I started it with pickup, and it's in libertarian land. It's now a 7-year relationship.
Hmm.
My girlfriend had actually tried to talk to Daryl a couple of years ago in regards to trying to get him to watch Real Social Dynamic videos. None of my part. Daryl, I think you know who I'm speaking of. If I refer to a girl named Liz. However, Liz actually, Liz, my girlfriend, actually does it herself and actually uses RSC to actually talk to other girls because she has a hard time making friends with girls. And because she's bisexual, she actually uses the strategies in Real Social Dynamics to be able to actually pick out girls that she's interested in. And because she has such a discomfort trying to actually break into like a quote unquote friend zone. And for any situation, right, the only downside to not using pickup is to try to validate yourself to a girl and try to like illustrate your self worth rather than just being yourself. And that's really what pickup teaches all of us. I just wanted to add in a great call.
You said you've been with a girl 7 years that you met with a pickup line. What was the circumstance?
It wasn't a pickup line. It was I just used gang.
Techniques.
So the circumstances were that I was at. She met me in my ex-girlfriend's house, and I the first thing I said is, "Hey, my name," like just casually. "Hi, nice to meet you." There's no pickup line needed, but I'm Brian. I'm Katarina's ex-boyfriend. Just to let you, and from there on out, I think it was 3 weeks later, we met up a couple more times and we started dating. And we've been living together for 6 years and we've been dating for 7 years. And we have a very strong relationship. And if it wasn't for pickup, I definitely wouldn't have found her.
You mean you wouldn't have had the confidence to speak to her in the first place?
And she has a natural guard. So anyone that tries to validate themselves there with like by bragging about how much money they have or trying to talk to her as a normal person, she has suspicion. So by using game and by teasing her, it was able to like let her guard down so I could get closer. And like once I got closer, I didn't push her away. Like I wasn't trying to go to the next girl because I found her very interesting. Fun to be around.
Good, man. So thanks for sharing your story. Appreciate that, Socrates. Thanks, man, for the call tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
Ian Jay.
And Daryl.
We will see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. And don't forget to check more Daryl out over at libertylobby.info. See you tomorrow. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.